speed you, Justin.
Stop! Oh!
No whammy, something for dollars.
Stop! $5,000 and a spin! Here it comes! Who's the chance going to be?
All right! Stop!
Stop and get back! $4,000 and a spin!
The line!
I've got to play it!
You're going to play it? Let's see if George can
win. Stop!
Stop and $1,255!
And George, you're the winner once again!
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Jamarkin.
Thank you. Once again, I thank you, Rod Roddy, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck, television's most competitive game. Right now, let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Mimi Hester. How are you, Mimi? $21,469. How does it feel?
Unbelievable. I'm just so happy. Thrilled.
You were telling me on the last show that you had tried contests forever and ever. You've never won anything.
Never.
Does this make up for it?
No, this really makes up for it.
I bet.
Yeah, kind of.
But you want a little bit more, huh?
Well, no, that'd be nice.
All right, we'll see what happens. Let's meet your two players who are pitted against you. Ready? Our first is Irene Yoshiyako.
Yes.
I tried. Irene, obviously, the last name is Japanese.
Yes.
Now, you have a story about your last name.
Yes, I'm a special education teacher, and I was introducing my name to my students. And to make it easier, I told them it was Mrs. Yoshioka, and it rhymes with tapioca. My mother called in the next day and asked the secretary to speak. Well, she would like to speak to her son's teacher, and she was embarrassed to say the name. And the secretary said, go ahead and say it, and we'll figure it out. So the mother said, okay, she insists her name is Mrs. Pudding.
Nice story. That's funny, Harry. Well, good luck on the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. And let's meet Kirk. Is it Pellman?
Pellman, right.
Kirk Pellman. How are you, Kirk?
Fine, how are you?
Kirk, did you bring your own a group here to cheer for you?
Well, there's some people here, but not that group.
That's a good-sized group. Now, you are a model, Kirk, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And nice-looking fella. Kirk, you have a poster? What kind of a...
Yes, I did a poster. It's coinciding with the Olympics coming out, and it'll be out in February, and it's a national, Ryan. Yeah. It's not action, it's... Well, I have like a Speedo-type bathing suit and a tank top on.
Well, let me show you mine here. What the heck? No. Years ago, maybe. Not today. Okay, you ready to play Bless Your Luck?
Yes.
All right. If I can say it, you can play it. Okay. Players, I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will use spins the big Bless Your Luck game board. A correct buzz in the answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple choice answer, one spin. Obviously, the more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash. Fabulous prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop! You'll make money as I did, $2,500. Once again, I'm rich. However, on occasion, you can hit a whammy. If you do that, it takes away all your money, and you don't want that. So avoid it, and let's get the answer to these questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. It seems like only yesterday, but what wedding anniversary will Charles and Diana celebrate in 1984? Kirk.
It'd be their second.
Second. All right. Is the correct answer the second, third, or fourth? Mimi?
I think it's the third.
Third. Says Mimi. Let's go to Irene.
It's their second.
It's their second. Well, Charles and Diana will celebrate that third anniversary. Mimi's right. And picked up a spin for that correct answer. Irene and Kirk are yet to be heard from. Let's go to question two. According to a recent U.S. News and World Report, when they go out, what do more 17-year-olds say they'd like to do for entertainment? Mimi?
Dance.
All right, dance is the correct answer. Go dancing, see a movie, or attend concerts, Irene?
See movies.
See movies. All right, Irene goes to see movies. Kirk?
I'm going to say see movies.
See movies. Well, the 17-year-olds say they like to go out to the movies. Yes. Mimi stays at one. Irene goes to one. And Kirk picks up a spin. Here is the third question. Everyone has one spin. What celebrity has hosted the Oscars more times than any other person? Kirk.
Johnny Carson.
All right, is the correct answer. Johnny Carson, Bob Hope, or Frank Sinatra, Mimi?
Bob Hope.
Mimi says it's Bob Hope. What do you think, Irene?
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope. The man who has been host most is Bob Hope. And that means Mimi goes to two, Irene goes to two, and Kirk stays at one. And here is the fourth and final question. Let's get some more spins here. How many cents do you have if you have 6 bits? Kirk?
75.
All right, is the correct answer 75 cents, 25 cents, or 50 cents? Mimi?
75 cents.
75, says 70. Mimi.
75 cents.
Irene says 75. 6 bits is 75 cents. Mimi goes to three, Irene to three, and Kirk to four. And you all have a chance to convert those spins into big pressure luck dollars when we come back. You stay with us, and you stay with us, too. All right, players, we are back, and it's time for you to make some money. We have $13,000 in cash up there on that board, as well as some surprises, some prizes, and a few whammies just to keep you kind of honest. Remember, the player who ends this round with the most money will play last in the final round, and that's, of course, a very advantageous position to be in. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. Four whammies put you out of the game, all right? The player with the fewest spins goes first. It's a tie between Mimi and Irene. Player to my left goes first. Champion Mimi, 3 spins, $0. Are you ready to make some money, Mimi?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Okay, come on now. Big bucks.
$550, Mimi. Good start. 2 spins
that's
left. Pressure off the pass. Mimi says, let's go.
Up,
a graphic for Mimi.
Wow.
And the graphic has a value of $1,050. You're up to $1,600, Mimi. 1 spin left. Press your luck or pass.
Pass. Play.
Press. Press. He wants to go.
Stop.
Stop. And oh, Mimi. Well, at least he obliterated himself too, Mimi. But you have $0, 1 whammy. We now go to Irene with $0 and 3 spins. Are you ready, Irene?
Right. Okay. Big butt. Big butt.
Stop at a whammy. He certainly has that sport down, Pat. All right,
all
Irene.
Right.
1 spin left. $0. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Big butt. Stop.
Stop at $300.
All right.
You are in the chip for 300 first place for now.
Okay.
And we now go to Kirk with 4 spins. Zero. He has one more spin. I think Irene has another spin.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, she does that. We inadvertently took away a spin. All right, we give you back your spin. $300. Here we go. One more.
Stop
at a pair of earrings. The value of those earrings. $650. We're now up to $950, Irene. That spin came in rather handy. $950 first place. Now we'll go to Kirk, who has 4 spins, $0. Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, come on. Big money, big money. Stop.
Stop at $400. Second place. 3 spins, press your luck or pass.
That's my luck. Let's go. Come on. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $500.
All right. Let's go. Come on.
Bill, second place, $950 less than I need. He's going.
Come on. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $200. Now you have first place with $1,100. The important first place, you have $150 more than Irene. Holding on to that first place is important. 1 spin left, Kirk. Yeah. 150 ahead of Irene.
Okay, I'm going to press my luck on that.
All right, looking for first place to hold on to it.
Stop!
Can you do it?
No!
Oh, $0. You didn't hold on to first place, and Mimi's got $0, but Irene does have first place with $950. You have the advantage, Irene, and we'll be right back. With more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises, so don't go away. You know what these are? Questions. Questions become answers, don't they? And the answers become spins. And spins in this round are worth as much as $5,000 apiece. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to come back and play again next time. Are you all ready for your first question?
Yes, sir.
I am. What food is called the staff of life? Mimi?
Bread.
All right, is the correct answer. Bread, eggs, or milk? Irene?
Bread.
Irene says it's bread. Kirk?
Bread.
Bread. The staff of life is bread. Yes! Mimi gets 3 spins. Irene picks up a spin and Kirk has a spin. Here we go. We're on a roll now. What is England's third largest city and the hometown of the Beatles? Kirk.
Liverpool.
Right, is the correct answer Liverpool, Birmingham, or Manchester, Mimi?
Liverpool.
Liverpool, says Mimi. How about you, Irene?
Liverpool.
Liverpool. The town we're talking about is Liverpool. That means Mimi goes to four, Irene to two, and Kirk goes to four. Here we go. They're animals, and they come in breeds known as Turkish, Smoke, Burman, Color Print, and Manx. What are they, Mimi?
Cats.
Is the correct answer cats, dogs, or horses, Irene?
Cats.
Irene says it's cats. What do you think, Kirk?
I'm going to say cats.
Cats. Well, Turkish Smoke, Burman, Color Print, and Manx are breeds of cats. Mimi goes to seven, Irene to three, and Kirk to five. You guys are good. Here's the fourth question. What country is the world's number one producer of spices? Mimi?
India.
All right, is the correct answer India, USA, or Russia, Irene?
India.
Irene says it's India. How about you, Kirk?
I'm going to say India.
India. Well, the number one producer of spices is India. Mimi goes to 10, Irene to 4, and Kirk to 6. And that was our last question. All our players will be taking their big spins to that big board. Decide who the winner is going to be on a press deluxe. So come on back. We're just beginning to have fun.
Won't anything stop dry skin itch fast?
Lidocaine shuts off every itch, like a switch, fast. Only lidocaine works on contact with itch nerves that cause every itch.
Players, it is time for big bucks. You have 50,000 of those bucks up there, as well as one prize worth more than $5,000. Don't forget the whammies up there and take away your money. Let's take a look at your money totals. Mimi has $0. Kirk has $0. And Irene, you have $9.50. You're going to play last and miss the final round. But you have the advantage. Sit back and relax. We go to the player with the least amount of money. Tied between Mimi and Kirk. Player to my left goes first. Mimi with a whopping 10 spins.
Wow.
Mimi, break the bank.
Woo.
Go for
come
it.
On, let's go. Stop.
Stop at $750 and a spin. Still the same 10 spins. 750. Second place. Mimi, press your luck to pass. Looks like she's going.
Press.
Stop at $1,500 and a spin. You now have $2,250. First place, 10 spins. Mimi, you can go on forever.
Woo.
You ready?
Let's
go.
Stop
at a motorcycle. A motorcycle for Mimi with a value of $1,448.
Woo.
I want to see you on it, Mimi. $36.98,
right.
9 spins. You going to keep going?
Keep
I guess so.
Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,500. You are now at $5,198. $4,200 more than Irene. 8 spins left, Mimi. Let's go.
Stop
at a game table. Mimi, a game table with a value of $1,995. You are up to $7,193. 7 spins. Stretch your luck to pass. Let's go.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh, no.
Mimi, I don't know about you and the motorcycle anyway. To
I know,
truth.
Really.
$0, but you have 6 spins. It's a
six
whole new game.
Wow.
Ready?
Let's get started all over again. Now. Stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin. This is how you started last time. 750, 6 spins, press your luck to pass.
Stop.
Let's go.
Stop.
Stop at a
win.
Took the money, Mimi. Different strategy now. $0, 5 spins, but 3 whammies. One more whammy and you're out of the game. So strategy has to be a little different. Remember, Kirk has $0, Irene $9.50. What's your plan?
I'm going to play.
Going to play. Here goes Mimi. Looking for big bucks and no whammy.
Big bucks, stop.
Stop and a whammy. Oh, Mimi. Oh, Mimi, you're out of the game. Fourth whammy, surrounded by whammies. We're sorry, but you've got a lot of money to think about while we go over and chat with Kirk, who has $0 and 6 spins and one whammy. Are you ready, Kirk?
I'm ready. Let's go. Big bucks, big bucks. Stop!
Stop at a whammy.
No.
away any dollars. He just wasted a spin.
Five spins, you're right.
Two whammies. You ready,
Let's go. I'm ready.
Stop at a 10th trailer.
Right.
The value of that 10th trailer, Kirk, is $4,639. Into first place, $3,700 more than Irene. Four spins left. Going to go.
Stop
at $2,000. You now have $6,639 and three spins left. What's your pleasure, Kirk?
Got to press my luck.
Going to press on.
Stop
at $1,500 and a spin. You have $8,139, three spins left. Press your luck or pass. You have $7,200 more than Irene.
I've got to go.
Got to go.
Stop
at $2,500. You now have $10,639. Almost. Well, you have $9,700 more than Irene. Two spins left. Stretch your luck or pass.
All right. I'm going to pass them.
Pass them. All right, they get passed by Irene. Here they come, Irene. $950 on the line. You have to take them one at a time. Let's go.
Big butt. Stop
at $1,000 and a spin. You now have $1,950, and you picked up a spin. You put in your own column. One more you have to deal with first. Let's take it.
Big butt, stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. You now have $2,450. You have six spins in the earn column. You can do whatever you want. You're in second place. Six spins. Press your luck or pass.
Have to go.
Here we go.
Woo! Big butt, stop.
Stop at $2,500. You now have $4,950. Irene, five spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going.
Gonna go.
Big butt, stop.
Stop at $750. You are now up to $5,700. You have $5,000 less than Kirk. Four spins. He's going. Stop at Advanced Two Spaces to Frankfurt, Germany. A trip to Frankfurt, Germany worth $4,236. You have $99.36, which is it's about $700 less than Kirk. Three spins left. Stretch it up. Going to go. Irene's going for it. Stop at Advanced Two Spaces to $2,000. You now have $11,936. That is... You're going to go again. All right, going again. With all that money on the line. Stop it. Oh, Irene. No, it's not Kirk. It's Irene who gets the whammy. It's her third, isn't it?
No, it's my second.
Second, sorry. All right, Irene. $0. You have one spin left. You're going to have to get something... Other than, you have to get an additional spin in order to keep going to beat Kirk. You can pass that spin to Kirk. If he whammies, then you and Kirk come back next time.
I'm passing.
It's passing it. It gets passed to Kirk. Kirk!
All right.
You can avert the whammy, you'll become the champion. Are you ready, Kirk?
I'm ready.
Irene's ready. Here we go with $10,639 on the line. Stop at $2,000! And Kirk, you're the champion today with $12,639. We're back. We're going to get this message. What a big Trust Your Luck winner, Kirk, with $12,639. Kirk and Ron Roddy's going to tell you exactly what you won. Ron, go for it.
I sure will, Peter. Kirk, you've won a camper. This is the StarCraft Lightweight, fully equipped with three-burner range, brakes, and icebox setup in minutes. Sleep thick comfortably from StarCraft. That prize totaling $4,639. Combined with the $8,000 in cash you've won, gives you a grand total, Kirk, of $12,639. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Kirk. $12,639. Your fans love it. That's a lot of money. You did really well. You played the game excellently. Mimi, you are not going away. You're going away the happiest lady I've ever seen.
$21,639.
$469.